My name is Leslie Reed, and this is a story of how God has shown me love and grace. I was born in the small East Texas town of Mount Pleasant and raised by two loving parents. My parents were raised in the same church, were high school sweethearts, and have been married for 35 years now. Shortly after I was born, my parents started taking me to a small church that is now my second family. Most of my extended family is Christian and active in church today. I've been blessed with a rich heritage of Christ followers in my life, and there's never been a time in my life that I can remember my family not being active in the church. At the age of 10, I started asking questions about baptism, and my pastor talked to me about what sin was and that Jesus paid the penalty for my sin when he died for me on the cross. He then led me to accept Jesus as my Savior. In church, I was taught that drugs, alcohol, premarital sex, and other things were wrong, but didn't truly have an understanding of why there were so many rules. I didn't understand God's love for me and that he only wanted the best for my life. When I moved away from home to attend college, it was expected that I attend church. I really enjoy going to church and meeting new people, but I was still lacking an intimate relationship with God. A friend encouraged me to check out a dynamic student campus ministry organization. There, I had a strong community of Christ followers around me to keep me accountable and encourage me to spend more time in God's Word and look to it for guidance. I was beginning to understand that God had a plan for me and that his love was unconditional. We may have all noticed patterns in our past relationships, and I know that I have. Loneliness has played a part in mine, and this is what that looked like for me. My junior year of college, I ran into an old friend from high school at this campus ministry, and it was a sweet surprise to see someone from back home. As he started getting more involved in the ministry, we became closer. We soon began dating, but I had no idea what a healthy dating relationship looked like. I had never been serious with anyone before and didn't know what to expect or how to act. With God's mercy, though, he was a godly Christian man and never put me in any compromising situations. It was great, and we had so much fun together, but I started trying to write my own love story. I didn't look to God to guide or lead our relationship. I just wanted these happy feelings to continue. I started thinking that we would get married soon because it just made sense, not because God said otherwise. I was a good Christian girl who had always followed the rules and felt that I deserved this happiness, or so I thought. I started relying on this guy for my fulfillment instead of seeking the Lord, and this is when my unhealthy dependency on another person started. I couldn't imagine life without him, and my relationship with the Lord was starting to suffer at this point. Additionally, my friends were all starting to graduate, move to other locations, or get married, so I didn't have as much accountability. After we graduated from college, he moved to another state to pursue ministry, and we continued our relationship long distance. A couple of months later, he ended the relationship due to the long distance. I had so idolized this relationship that my world came crashing down, and I felt complete rejection. Loneliness overtook me, and I grieved for a lost dream. In that dark period, the only way I got through it was by turning to the Lord. I was reminded of how much he really cares and loves and cares for me. And like Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. I cried out to the Lord by writing down my thoughts and prayers in a journal. I started to feel his peace surround me, but I didn't address the symptom of my problem. I'd relied on another person for my joy and validation instead of being content and whole in the Lord. By not allowing God to heal the deeper insecurities, my depression lingered. I chose to fight through my low self-esteem and my own power and put on a good front that everything was okay, but this would set me up for heartache in my next relationship. During this time, I completed a post-bac teaching program and was looking for a job, which took my mind off of my issues of loneliness and isolation. I was hired in Mesquite to teach and immediately began looking for a church once I moved. I started visiting a nearby church and ran into an old college friend who introduced me to a great Sunday school class with people in my same life stage. But my intentions were not set on knowing God and building community, but on a rebound relationship. I was looking for someone to make me happy again and to take away the loneliness. I had fallen for the lie that a relationship or marriage would heal me and make me happy. In my Sunday school class, I met a guy who was funny, smart, and had all the right churchy answers. We got to know each other during various Sunday school parties, and a couple months later, he asked me out. He was very honest about his intentions, and I found that to be very attractive. My feelings were becoming stronger the more time we spent together, but when red flags like his inability to keep a job, his quick temper, and his harsh language toward me appeared, I just ignored them. I was completely dependent on him and made sure that he was always happy because I was determined to not be alone again. We were basically living together and all that that entails, but still serving in the church together. I was so blinded by my feelings for him that I started making excuses for his sinful behavior and why he eventually quit attending church. And in my own disobedience, I found myself once again idolizing a relationship and turning a deaf ear to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. We were deceiving ourselves and everyone around us about the health of our relationship. We were becoming isolated from others and even bitter toward each other as we moved further and further away from the Lord. Despite all that, we got married and put up a good front for our family and friends. But we were a slow sinking ship. I was still attending church during our marriage, but I was just spiritually drained by trying to keep up appearances. We decided to buy a house, and after we moved, my husband sank into a deep depression that turned into alcoholism. He threatened to leave me in his anger, and once again, I felt complete rejection. Feelings of loneliness took over again. But here I was, as I mentioned earlier, just doing enough to feel good, but not digging deeper. The root of my codependency was that I didn't fully trust that following the Lord would give me peace and that his ways would give me joy. I wanted my husband to find me worthy instead of the Lord. And when that failed me, I sank into a pit of anger and loneliness. The person I wanted to fulfill and validate me as worthy, my husband, wouldn't. And I didn't trust the one, God, that already said that I was worthy. In my anger, I cried out to God, why did you allow this to happen to me again? I knew that our relationship was not Christ-centered, but I had made a commitment to be with this person forever. I continued to be committed to his happiness only. Unfortunately, this was not because of our vows, but because I couldn't imagine the thought of being on my own again. I suggested marital counseling after we talked about how unhappy we both were, but he didn't want to attend. We decided to separate after being married a few years, and while we were separated and making plans for the future, his behavior towards me and my family became even more erratic. Things were getting much worse, and sadly, our marriage ended in divorce. I was heartbroken and felt deep despair because I had failed at marriage and couldn't imagine being single again. I went to family and godly friends to be consoled and to be honest about everything that had been going on in our marriage. With this confession and openness, I felt like a weight had been lifted off of me. It's at these vulnerable times in my life that I feel the Lord stirring in me the most, and this time was no exception. I can't explain it, but when I began humbling myself and seeking the Lord again, I started to experience true and overwhelming peace. The Bible explains this peace in Isaiah 26:3-4, where it says, "You will keep in perfect peace with whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal." It would have been easy to join in on the ex-husband bashing because of events that occurred after the divorce, but the Lord began opening my eyes and convicted me of my own sins. Who was I not to show mercy on my ex-husband when so much compassion had been shown to me by Christ? Ephesians 4:32 tells us, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." I had made the choice to enter this marriage with a lot of brokenness in me that no other person could have fixed. I began attending Watermark right after my divorce was final and heard about the divorce care ministry. This time, though, my reason for coming to church and attending divorce care was to be healed from my codependency and loneliness issues and to fall in love with Christ again. Jesus tells us in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." My spirit needed this renewal. I began praying for community and accountability in my life because I knew I couldn't do life on my own. At one of the first divorce care meetings I attended, the girl who was leading my group was looking for a community group herself, and she knew of a group that wanted to add more girls, and so we joined this group together. God's timing is impeccable. We have together studied what it means to live by God's standards and why, and also what a Christ-centered relationship really looks like. I have been with this community group going on 3 years now, and some of them are in the back to support me. And they have loved me and shown me what it means to be fulfilled by Christ alone. My ex-husband and I have since communicated and forgiven each other of the sins we've committed against each other. Though divorce is part of my story, the Lord is still wooing me and teaching me that I'm not defined by my relationship status. I occasionally battle with times of loneliness, but I know that no other person will ever complete me because I am only whole with Christ. Knowing that God sees me as valuable and loves me unconditionally gets me through these rough patches. And I end with this. In Isaiah 41:10, the Lord tells us, "You fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." Thank you.